You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Bad Girls Club After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Bad Girls Club After Show.
Yo, what up, AfterBuzzers? Bing is for doing, and we are doing another AfterBuzz TV After Show for Bad Girls Club Season 9, Episode 6, Mexican Meltdown. And yes, it was.
Yeah.
Sure enough, a meltdown.
Drama.
We are finally back in studio with the crew.
The crew.
The originals.
We have the lovely, the beautiful Little Miss Watermelon.
Ah,
game
yes,
for the day.
We did it.
Stephanie Bauer.
Siobhan, tell them what kind of watermelon I am.
You are sweet and refreshing.
Thanks, girl.
Stephanie, where can they tweet you during the show?
Steph Bauer TV.
Yes, I am your boy DJ Jesse Janity, and you guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J. Across from me, we have the one, the only, the champion of the Bad Girls Club here at AfterBuzz, Siobhan Hughes.
Hi, everybody.
Back from a 2-week hiatus.
Yeah, it was a nice little break.
You.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
And then we have Mr. Fashionista himself, Sir Mikey Watts.
What it do? Tweet me at Mikey3000Watts.
And Siobhan, what
oh, yeah, that's right. Tweet me at Siobhan_Hughes. Please. I love tweets. I need people.
Tweet.
I feel lonely.
And before we get started, big shout out to our dear friend out there, Watchtower Base. Thank you so much for
Watchtower.
The promos. If you guys haven't checked them out, there's a new Bad Girls Club promo for AfterBuzz TV, so check that out. All right. So, I need to start off with this birthday situation that we have. It was Blondie's birthday. You know, we kind of felt like Blondie is the gray of the house, so everyone's going to kind of, you know what, just pitch in and let's all be cool with each other. And here's my thing, Rima. It really wasn't a surprise, the whole dolphin thing, because that's what she asked you for.
We're going to surprise Blondie by taking her to go see the dolphins.
That she asked
after
to see.
After she asked me to go.
For the second time that they've been in Mexico.
Right. I know. So this was the second time they've gone to see the dolphins. And for such controversy surrounding the dolphins, I can't believe they keep going back.
Well, they were horny. They're not getting any play with guys. So they were like, let's go hang out with the dolphins again.
And I kind of secretly feel like Julie has been raped by a dolphin. Before.
Something's going on there.
She likes it.
Something.
She likes it for sure.
All right, cool.
Everybody's got their little, quirks.
So it's Blondie's birthday. They go to the dolphin thing, and to my surprise, everyone got along pretty well.
It seems like once a season, it's somebody's birthday that's like a neutral person in the house, and everyone gets along for their birthday.
Yeah.
And then they play the nice, happy music, the Bad Girls Club theme.
The only
music.
One time they get to play it.
The Dawson's Creek. The Dawson's Creek sound. I mean, there's not really too much to talk about with the birthday because it's kind of
boring. Everybody got along.
Yeah. Well, let's get into some drama then because we had Andrea. Who's been in the house for 2 days and already your boyfriend's coming?
Yeah. So wait, Siobhan. So we didn't get your input on Andrea. What do you think of the new girl, the replacement?
The replacement. I like her. She seems real. I like that she is kind of. She's gonna make her own judgments about the other girls in the house.
Ooh, I don't
just
like
because
that.
You don't like that she's not make.
No, but tell me you say why and I'll.
Well, okay. Yeah, I don't think she's make. She's kind of reserved. About making those judgments yet. She's not really attacking people unless she's being attacked. She seems to be about having fun, having a good time, which is what I hope the Bad Girls Club can be about rather than beating down other people.
It would get canceled.
I know, that's so true.
But, I mean, my thing is, you know, we started the episode off with drama. Everyone's talking so much shit about this girl, like, about her, but really not even so much. It's just about her voice. Right. She hasn't done anything to
and
these
her laugh.
Girls. And her laugh.
Definitely her laugh.
All right, her laugh, I will give her that.
And the girl has class, man. She opens up a bottle of beer with her teeth.
That is... That
points
is
for that one. I give her a 10.
That, yeah, that means
she's
that.
A 27-year-old go-go dancer.
Yeah.
But hey. With... Mikey and I always write down the same quotes. With Minnie Mouse and Satan with, voice.
Right.
That's Julie talking, not us.
I can't hate on her for being 27 and a go-go dancer, because at the end of the day, if you watch Chicago Mob Wives, the bitch on there is like about to be 60 and a stripper still.
But oh, really? Is go-go dancing is not really stripping though, right?
It's not.
It depends on, not really, but...
But at 27, should you really be go-go dancing? I mean,
that's not that old, right?
Why not?
I mean, it's not that old, but you'd figure you'd
do
have
something
a career...
Else. After your
she's on
spread
ba- let's just put
magazine.
She's on Bad Girls Club. Like,
yeah.
Let's
yeah.
Right. Wait. And then, so her spread in King Magazine.
King,
so either you're
yeah.
a go-go dancer or a model. I don't know.
Or maybe she's a video hoe and go-go dancer is the nicer term.
Oh, she's
maybe.
Totally
yeah.
a video hoe.
All right. But here we go.
I
into
never knew
it.
Grass gnomes could be video hoes, but that's okay.
Oh.
Next up.
What?
Grass gnomes.
What is that?
She's short.
Oh.
Tiny.
She's cute. I think she's really pretty and
right.
cute.
Gnomes are cute.
Gnomes are cute.
I would party with her. Like, she seems like, you know,
yeah.
little
I
ball of energy.
I don't know if I'd party with her.
Really?
This episode, I just kind of saw a different side of her.
Is it because of her with her boyfriend?
Yeah, but, I mean, even still, at the beginning, they leave the house, and Andrea takes her... Megan's things were on Andrea's bed, so
right.
Andrea takes them and moves them back to Megan's bed.
Which, can I just say, is that a totally normal thing to do?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I have sisters, when their stuff is laying everywhere, you put it on their bed. That's like
you're
the nicest place you,
you're helping
you could
them
put
out.
It.
Mind you, Megan's pouring water in girls' foundations and causing drama. Like, that was the nicest thing
that's
to do.
Megan reaching for a problem. She was looking for a reason to be mad.
But classy in the sense, I did like how Andrea approached the issue. She came up to them and was like... But I did like Julie's little mockery of it. She's like, what is your problem? Like, what is wrong? Like, what is wrong with
that? That was
guys?
A little forewarning.
It was a forewarning.
Forewarning. Just so you guys know.
That's not...
No, that's not a word.
It's redundant.
It's redundant. It's either a warning or it's foreshadowing.
Yeah.
One or the other. Can't be both.
Because a warning means you're doing it before something.
Yes, exactly.
Good job, Julie.
Yay, Julie.
But Jesse, point out what you noticed that none of us noticed and maybe some of the viewers didn't notice.
Oh, yes.
We had to rewind it. Yeah. But when Julie's doing her impersonation of... Andrea,
she, if you go back and rewind it, they actually put these little Mickey Mouse ears on her while she's going,
what is your problem? I don't care. I don't care.
You can't really tell, but the producers have done that trying to be funny, but if they were going to do it, they should have done it more obviously, because we didn't catch on, but it's just two Mickey ears.
They should have put
the bow. The bow.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then it would have stood out more. But.
Oh, Andrea's got that bow under control.
Yeah.
That other bow.
Loves her bow.
That's not cute.
Yeah, no.
Neither are the piggy tails. ponytails, whatever they're freaking called. All right, so that was where the first drama started. Then her boyfriend comes into town, which...
Totally threw me off.
Threw us all off.
It's like Predator number two. Predator is back again. Predator is back.
What did you think of him?
I know nothing. I can't... I don't know.
Paul,
I just can't... He was weird. He's not
he's
what
lame.
I expected. Yeah. Mikey has got to take this one. Describe his look for us. You're like the very...
I mean, we're in 2012, so I'm like cornrows. I mean, I'm not sure if that's in New York, but cornrows are definitely out of the picture now. So, gentlemen, cut your hair.
It was so pretty.
Clean it up, and the cornrows have to go. Homeboy looked like... I don't know. I don't want to say the Predator. I know we had somebody
predator,
else like the Predator, so I want to dub him something
else. And he's wearing
like
one of those football workout spandex shirts, you know, that's like long sleeve.
Yeah.
I know you just came from the airport, so I never
he could have been want to be comfortable.
Yeah.
Or something. I don't know. But the point is, they go out partying, and we see, you know, her personality a little more. I kind of feel like she's a little needy. Although I don't know what their relationship's like.
Wait, why is she needy, though?
Well, not from the first night, but then more so from the second night. We don't know what time he left that house.
Right.
For him to have been sleeping all day.
It looked like it was in the morning.
Well, yeah, he left in the morning. Like, he spent the night, he left in the morning. Mike gets to go home, get cleaned up, rest
probably
a little bit.
Some breakfast.
But the thing is, you came to Mexico from New York is where they're from, for 2 days. you should spend the most amount of time you can possible with your girlfriend.
No, I don't even know if it's New York. Is
well, they came from some place that wasn't Mexico.
Right.
So it's just like, yeah, I would be a little upset as well if my boyfriend was spending his vacation all of 2 days, half the day, sleeping.
He probably went out with them the first night and was like, I do not want to hang out with this guy. I don't care how much I love my girlfriend. I am sleeping all day. But also she called him her on and off again boyfriend of 3 years. And on and off means not good, especially if you've joined a reality show like Bad Girls Club with a boyfriend and he's your on and off boyfriend.
Right. And we saw that. I mean, the way they were fighting, it was just like you can tell this happens all the time.
Right. She's flicking him off in the club. Like,
right.
And I mean, you know,
but I think that's because she gets a drunk mess.
I definitely agree with that, because he was sitting down, kind of just like next to Megan, like, oh god, what are we?
But did he piss her off? Did she piss him off by going to talk to other guys first?
No, no. Well, what happened was Christina Jersey is looking for male attention and finds a sugar daddy, and she starts
go-go dancing,
pole dancing,
and here's where. You know what I mean? Like, your girlfriend is a go-go dancer, so this is her natural habitat. Let her do her thing, you know?
Try to get that money.
And
not
only that, but these girls get an allowance. It's not like, you know, and if they're going to do Dolphins, maybe Oxygen set that up for them, but they might have to actually put their own money in.
Yeah.
Liquor, all that stuff, they have to use their own money for that.
Right.
That's why they get so personable with their food and things like that. So Christina actually was really smart, because she has an extra $160.
Yeah.
So Andrea was probably like, shit. I'm going to jump on that.
Well, Jersey was like, ask for some drinks. Ask for some drinks. Which, like, as when my girlfriends are out they're like, hey, he's going to buy some drinks. I'm always appreciative. I'm like, sure.
Right.
It's like, good call. Thanks for reeling that one in for the girls.
And yeah.
Jersey got a free bottle of champagne.
Yeah, that she took it to the head, too. She's in the class.
That's
just a
good move. I'll give her props on that one.
She had a... So then Paul, we start seeing a little jealousy from Paul. And I did think that was uncalled for him. Maybe they didn't show us her talking to other guys, which is then kind of like, well, again, he's only here for 2 days.
Right. Maybe she's cheated in the past.
I feel like Bravo would have showed it if it... Or
Oxygen, yeah.
Housewives.
They're very similar. Yes.
I feel like Oxygen would have showed it if she was cheating with other guys and showed it like tick, 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 like time bomb.
Agreed.
I think they're very on the rocks.
But also, too, maybe there's a trust issue because, as we said before... 2 days, and he's already on the doorstep. Maybe there's something going on.
If your girlfriend's a go-go dancer, how do you not have trust issues?
Yeah, very, very true.
What do you guys think? Call in at 424-256-1633 if you guys want to join the discussion. We're here live. That's 424-256-1633. At least she got some nookie in the house. She's the first girl to actually get some in the house.
Didn't Blondie bring home somebody?
I don't think so.
Or she was just like messing with some guy. Okay, at the bar. Okay. Oh, can we talk about Blondie peeing in the...
Oh.
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
It was funny, though.
I feel you, but...
Pull dilemma.
But you're a guy.
But, like, I mean, you know, girls don't have to whip anything out. They just...
I feel like for a guy, it would have been a little less gross.
Of course.
Well, with girls, it's messier. It's because it's...
Because we could just go in the corner, aim, and shoot. She was like...
And then she gave it to the driver.
It's like,
that is disrespectful. Sorry. If I did that, I'm sorry. Maybe it's going to come out of my funds, but that bucket is thrown in the woods.
It looked like the driver liked it, though.
She dumped it out. She dumped it out. It was empty when she handed it to him.
Still.
That's so disrespectful.
I'm sure worse has happened in that
limo. I guarantee worse has happened, but I'm just saying.
How much worse could it get than that?
I've never seen that on Bad Girls Club. I might have seen some.
It was so funny, though. It was wrong. But
this
it was
is a question
funny.
For the ladies, though. Is it really that hard to hold it?
Oh, my God,
if you're drinking.
If you broke the seal, it is a wrap.
But you have a driver. Ask him to pull over and take you to a bathroom. She's just doing it to be stupid,
Yeah,
obviously.
When you're drunk, you're not thinking very clearly.
Oh,
you're like, there's a bucket.
They get naked and take off their underwear and limo for no reason. At least this time she had a reason. I actually had to pee, you know?
And I also thought it was interesting that none of the girls were like, that was really trashy.
Yeah.
Megan.
Or Julie would have been like that. Julie would have been as judgmental as she is.
Talking about Rima getting up on damn stage, pulling her underwear off. Hello. I don't know. That's health issues for me.
Health code violation.
Oh,
rubbing her coochie all up on the bar.
Now, the thing that really upset me about this episode, other than Rima, we'll get into Rima next, but Andrea sitting outside crying over her boyfriend, and then Team Stank minus Fallon, and I feel like this is Julie and Megan's way of attacking.
Of course. Emma. Remember the anorexic or the weight loss thing? And they're like, tell us why you used to be skinny.
No offense, but what happened?
Where is that coming from? Like, they want to know Andrea's story because they're jealous of her, and they are jealous of her, so they want to hear her painful backstory. They do not care about you, girl.
But what about Megan?
What about Megan, actually? Because I didn't even, I forgot all about this. At the, towards the beginning, after her and Julie went out for their Andrea hating session, she comes back, and she was yelling at Paul on the phone, like, where are you? Like, I'm not going to go through this. You need to be sucking on my toes.
Yeah.
And Megan was like, you know what? I really like her. Like, I'm not going to judge her anymore. I'm not going to hate on her anymore.
Well, that's what that's weird about this house. People hate and love over absolutely nothing. The smallest little thing will make you flip over.
She literally said all in the same sentence, like, I hate her, but now that this happened, I really like her.
What?
Now that she's feeling like crap.
Exactly. I really kind of do like You're exactly right. And so then she takes it to be the one that sits down next
loves
to.
Company.
Yeah, when Andrea's on the phone with her boyfriend, Megan sits down right next to her, like, oh, I would be so pissed. I would be pissed. I would be pissed. Like, just trying to egg her on. That doesn't make you feel better.
Right. And then, so they're outside, they're talking. And this was totally, I believe, more sincere between Megan and Andrea, where Julie was just in the back like, I'm not a soft bitch. Like, I'm ruthless. And I'm like that because, like, I just don't trust bitches. Bitch, you don't trust bitches because you look at you. Like, you're the most untrustworthy girl in this house. You are a hater. And I can't even think of what else she was saying that was just pissing me off. And then took the situation, while this girl is down on the ground, you're like, and you know what? I really didn't like how you came in this house and didn't give us a chance.
What? Yeah. Completely opposite. Yeah. People point out in people what they don't like about themselves, and that's what they did to Andrea. Right.
Agreed. Because y'all were hating on her voice. Y'all, she didn't, exactly, and she told Jersey at the beginning of the episode, the reason I came to you guys is because you guys were cool, you guys were open and nice. And it pissed me off that Andrea did not bring that up to
I know. But I think that's classic bad girl in the house that gets hated on from the beginning. When people all of a sudden start being nice to them, they just take it. Like, Rima's a perfect example of that. Ugh. How is she just friends with them all now?
And and now she's being manipulated by
all of
them.
She's a flip-flopper now.
Andrea did kind of say, though, she's like, well, I'm still a little weary of
you guys. That's what I'm saying.
She was like,
why would I open myself up to someone who from the jump was being nasty to me? Why would I do that? I don't know you yet.
She even said, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Good for her. I love Megan's reasoning and conclusion was, I'm over not liking Andrea anymore.
Like, it's an old sweater. I don't like that Fendi sweater anymore.
Right. I'm over not liking her.
It was Wednesday.
I know.
All right, so before we get into the biggest topic, the meat of the discussion, thank you guys so much for tuning in every single week. We really appreciate all the comments that we get, the views you guys on YouTube. But we need you guys to help us get to number one on iTunes. So it's super easy. You watch us on YouTube, then you go over to iTunes. You download our you can download the iTunes app to do this. You hit subscribe, AfterBuzz TV Bad Girls Club. Leave us a comment, rate it 5-star. It literally takes, I mean, like, less than a minute. No, I wouldn't even say 30 seconds to do it.
Just click it.
It'll automatically help us out on iTunes. Please leave us comments. You guys are amazing.
Do you know who's really good about that?
Who is that?
Mitchell Markunas.
Mitchell is amazing, and so is in a Medium Madam.
Ah.
There's another one.
I do not know her. All right.
What's his name? Mitchell Markunas.
Yeah.
So shout out to you guys.
Yeah.
And yeah, if you guys leave, anyone who leaves us a comment from now on, we'll give you a shout out every week.
Also, too, I have, since we're doing a little bit of shout outs at the
moment.
Let's
do it.
I have Mario T. Davis. I promised I was going to say your name, and I did. Didn't feel good?
There you go.
All right. Move on.
All right. Okay. So, obviously, last week, you know, we've all been kind of rooting for Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And then she kind of just flipped the lid last week. Well, okay, so you weren't here, so tell us what you thought when you saw this whole ghost paranormal shit happen. And
at first, I'm not going to lie, like, I'm generally a little bit more apathetic to that. Not apathetic, I'm sorry, empathetic to that.
You getting in the bad girls
terminology. But then I was like, this is hilarious. You're freaking out because you were scared of a ghost?
Hey.
Seriously? So on that level, I thought it was hilarious. But then I thought about it, and I was like, there's something seriously wrong with her. Like, she's flipping out over nothing. Right. Over nothing. People were confused. It's like, when you're yelling at someone, when you're mad at someone, don't you want them to know why you were mad, why you were angry, to, like, kind of, like, since we're talking about ghosts, exercise that demon out of you, because you're angry. And everyone was just confused. Like, that would piss me off even more, that you were that confused. Like, you left me alone in a bed, and there's a ghost.
And then the excuse every time we start again tonight, like, what happened last night? Like, girl, you have that a problem, a drinking problem. When you can't, I can say I've had that night before once in my life. I can remember one time where, you know, it was a little cloudy the night before. One time. I can honestly say.
Really?
I mean, when I blacked out, I mean, normally I can kind of, like, remember something. Uh-huh. But, I mean, one time where I just, like, was like, really?
Like, what happened?
But girl, you are like Heckle and Jekyll. Heckle and Jekyll.
Heckle and Jekyll.
Jekyll and Hyde. The Hulk. Like, when Jekyll, you drink, you just get mad. And we saw it. She calls her ex. She goes through all these emotions. First sad.
Yeah.
Then wants to be alone by herself. Then it's needy.
Maybe she
and then
has
mad.
A multiple personality disorder.
She's
bipolar. Yeah, that's what it is. She
is
has
it bi? Is it just two?
But yeah.
Yeah,
she has a high and a low, and we've been seeing a lot of lows.
Well, she has like serious anger problems,
yeah,
even more than being bipolar. She's angry about something.
Yeah,
but you're also right about that. She can't give a reason because all the girls that were asking her, "What were you fighting with your ex-boyfriend about? Like,
yeah,
what happened?
What?
Did what,
she do?
What? Nobody understood.
She was a German Nazi.
Yeah, that's all she would
say. She's saying it over and over again. And I was talking about this earlier before we started.
German Nazi,
I know, isn't it? I mean, I know everyone's first impression is going to be to dislike her or to not like her because of her behavior, but there's something going on.
Oh, yeah.
That makes me feel very sad for her.
She needs professional help.
And there's something very serious.
I think it's dangerous for her to be on this show.
Very much so.
And I don't hate her. Like, I mean, with Erica, the way she reacted on the show was uncalled for. Mm-hmm. That's why I can honestly sit here and say I dislike Erica. Uh-huh. With Jersey, it's just you are unstable to be in this situation. And even for Julie to sit there and say, I don't think that Jersey isn't real. She's like, I just think she's nuts. For Julie to come out and say that,
right.
I like Christina. She reminds me of a young Apollonia. She's fresh.
Who?
She does look like Apollonia.
Prince's ex.
Prince's guy.
Apollonia.
Yeah.
Who?
Apollonia.
You know how Prince would have these, like, random girls that, like, in his entourage?
Purple Rain?
There were a long string of
little music history.
Yes.
You know. There you go. I don't know. And then, but then, Rima, girl, like,
flip, flapping,
I just want to slap her. Wake up!
And I feel like I kind of throw a little bit on Blondie, too, because Blondie just doesn't want the drama, but it's almost like if you're going to play this character in the house and you don't want the drama, you need to be the mediator. And it's like she doesn't want to be
Who's to say, though? Why do I have to be the mediator? Why can't I just
Why get upset and care that everyone's fighting? When you see all the problem, you can go to this side of the fence and the other side of the fence, you're the only one that can clear the whole situation
up.
Right. And I just feel like Blondie has that power in. She doesn't want to use it because she doesn't want to touch any type of drama. And this is the perfect situation. You said to Christina you were going to stick up for her. Rima's your best friend in the house. And I honestly do believe that their bond. I believe that they will be friends after this show.
Who?
Blondie and Rima.
Okay.
And if you really did feel that strongly about Christina, calm Rima down. Mm-hmm. And especially when Rima says to you, oh, Julie and Megan told me all the stuff that Jersey did. Instead of you sitting in your head, and I know she's sitting there thinking, like, that doesn't make sense. Like, why are you listening?
She did say it. She goes, are you sure?
Yeah.
She's like,
you should confront her about that.
She's like, really? She's like, Yeah, she really did.
I
just think
she
should have went a little harder with it and been like, "You're listening to Julie."
Yeah,
but like, then again, Rima should have been smart enough to be like,
"That's what I'm saying. Why can I even trust these girls?" Yeah,
Rima is like their new little follower.
But do you think Rima's just so messed up because of everything that's happened in the house?
Who is
Rima?
No,
like she's just so emotionally drained. No, and
I think what she is she's feeling accepted now, so now she's trying to impress
really, the
ones that attacked her prior to her being.
And that's why I can't with Julie.
In the house.
I honestly think if Julie... I think Julie's going to get her ass whooped at the reunion, and I cannot wait for that.
I want to see Julie get dragged across the stage.
That girl
that's
bothers
just my
me.
My opinion.
I just want Rima and Christina
so
just to whoop her ass so bad. But
can we fly to the reunion so I can kick her ass?
I know. Can we watch
please?
It? They
let's
have the
go.
Studio audience.
We'll
probably be here in LA, right?
Yeah, it probably already happened.
No, they usually do. They do it like 2 weeks before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh,
oh, we'll check that out.
So
actually,
much.
But I just totally lost myself. The thing with Julie is, if Julie wasn't in the house, I kind of feel like
nothing would happen.
Not that nothing would happen, but it just wouldn't be so messy. Everyone would get along. Really, the only reason that no one gets along is because of what Julie is planting.
Yeah. I think
Megan's flip-floppy. She would just go with the flow because everyone's friends with them. I'll be friends with them. Mm-hmm. She would talk a little shit in the back. You know what I mean? There would be some drama, but the reason everything is boiling up to the way it does is because Julie is planting all these seeds.
Julie is definitely responsible for every huge fight that's has
that
happened
she
this
knows
season.
That,
and
though.
She knows it,
she
and
knows
I do
it,
hate
yeah.
that, too.
I hate that she loves it.
She's like, I can't wait to go see the fight I've created. Let's go.
Right. I can't wait till the producers put someone in that can match her.
Ooh, I'm
that
hoping.
Would be World War.
Didn't you say you're hoping for a All Stars or something? Like a Bad Girls All Star?
A Bad Girls All Star would be.
Do you think she could make it?
She does not deserve to be in no Bad Girls All Star.
His face dramatically changed.
Absolutely. And if she does, I want her there just for the first day to get her ass whooped, and then she goes back home. That's it.
Right.
But yes, oh my God, please, Oxygen, Bad Girls Club All Stars.
That'd
be
awesome.
So epic. Yeah. But again, let's go back to Rima and Christina. I mean, you were picked on in the house, and we felt the same way about this with last season with Elise. You were picked on in the house, and then you started picking on the new girl, Elise. And now in this situation, Rima, you were picked on, and when Christina came up to you and was genuine, even though you feel she wasn't now because of what Julie's saying, now you're saying, oh, I'm gonna mess with Christina. I'm gonna get in her face about things until she comes and confronts
Rima,
me.
Why? You know, when Christina comes to you privately and asks you, do you have a problem with me? Mm-hmm. Why be such a bitch and play the role where you're like, well, I'll tell you when I'm ready.
Yeah.
Why not? Let's just do this right here when nobody's around. Now, if it's going to come to blows, it's just me and you. We can do this right now. Why go back and then tell the other girls, well, I made her wait. Like, what's the point of that?
Yeah.
That's stupid. That's dumb. Stuff. And that's why I commend Christina for actually going up to her and being, you know, being like, if there's a problem, just tell me. Let's handle it right now.
And I mean, these girls obviously don't really sit there and get to know each other. But I mean, just going off of the phone conversation with Ben, her ex, you can tell Jersey is a nice girl.
She is nice.
For your
She's
ex
really
to like
nice.
Really sit there and know you're just shit faced right now on the other line. It's probably who knows what time where he is. Pick up the phone and just be like,
good job,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I'll listen to you.
And to say, I love you? Like, with a question mark?
Right.
I love you? And then she hung up the phone.
And then
I'm going to need for that to be a statement, not a question.
Well, she asked him, why did you come back to me? He said, well, because I love
you. Love you? Yeah, but he was not... He was saying, he's like, is that what you want
to
hear? Like, that was the tone of
to
that.
Me, it was more over like... To me, it was like more over like... I love you. Like, I love you.
Oh.
You
know
yeah. I mean? Well, we knew Christina was nice because when she did try to solve all the problems with Rima, like, she's the one, I will credit her for that, that kind of put that to an end. She is the one person that started everything to get that resolved.
And that's why
so
Julie's
she's
a
nice.
Master schemer.
And really the only
like
thing...
Rima's going to feel like an idiot after the reunion.
Yeah.
Rima's going to feel like an idiot.
Yeah.
Because the only thing...
Will she care, though?
I think she would.
I do. I think I honestly think all these girls are watching this right now and being like, "Ooh, Julie!" Like, yeah. I really think it's all gonna come down on Julie. She's just flying by.
You have a lot of passion.
Oh, I really.
Well,
have
yeah,
passion
I just. I'm gonna make some T-shirts. Like, Julie, something nasty about Julie. I'm gonna make some, and we're all gonna wear it one episode.
I hope a dolphin rapes you.
Yeah. With a dolphin on the back. With a dolphin on the back.
You know, and going, I think all the girls are watching this. I think that they're going to go after her at the end of this, because looking at it, Jersey, the only thing she did was hide the wallet, which that's not that bad.
No.
I mean, obviously Rima has her wallet now, like, and she just put it under her bed. The talking shit, that was Julie. And the foundation was Megan.
Megan's a punk talking about, I know it was me, but I'm just not going to say nothing because I know a fight's about to go down.
Right, because Megan didn't want to get her ass whooped right there. She didn't want a keyboard up her fucking...
I don't think it was getting her ass whooped, because I don't think Megan would have got her ass whooped. Oh. I just think it would have been... It's more
We've seen her fight, right? We've seen Megan fight.
Who did she fight?
She can throw down.
She can punch
down.
Some, put some blows
in. Down.
Yeah.
Which is why I think
she's got that little Layla Ali in her.
Yeah, do you see her arms like there?
Yeah, she looks like her.
She
has some tough looking arms, man. Some muscles.
Well, so what do you guys think of Megan?
I'm on the fence with Megan. I want to like her, but then I don't.
I don't like her.
What are the redeeming qualities about Megan?
I think the next episode I like Megan.
She used to be pretty. I thought she was pretty, and now her personality is so ugly that she's not even anymore. I said on our first day that she was my favorite. She's so unlikable, and she says to Julie, or Julie said to her, that one of them's the only child and one of them's the baby of the family. She's like, I'm spoiled. I've gotten whatever I've wanted my whole life, which, whatever. People are spoiled, but she is so unlikable.
I think one of the most redeeming qualities a person can have when everything else is down is integrity, and she doesn't have it. She's not real. She's not authentic.
Not at all.
Everything she says, it's just like it's gonna change the next minute.
I don't feel that way.
Really?
I feel that way about Julie.
But I mean, I at this point, I think Megan and Julie are in the same boat. Whatever happens next week, maybe it will change, because it's the way they're editing it.
I guarantee next week you all will be on Megan's team. You'll all love Megan.
I don't think I'll love her, but I think obviously between her and Julie, I'm gonna go.
But I mean, how much did I not like Fallon, and now I
kinda no, like Fallon. I can't.
You like
Fallon? Pisses me off every week now.
Yeah,
because at this point you just talk. You haven't. You're not about anything. You sat there and talked shit about Paul, who just walked in the door.
Aww.
And like, we're sitting here doing it too.
What did she
at
call
the same
him?
Point,
a midget.
But she did say the same thing you did about the cornrows.
A Malaysian midget?
She said something about cornrows.
Oh, cornrows. Oh. And that is interesting.
And she's full of herself, too. Like, when there's a girl there who obviously has really low self-esteem with Christina, she's like, why can't I get any guys? Why can't I get any guys? And she's like, because of this.
Yeah, why would... I would be like, well, let's maybe dress you up or be a little classier when you got to the club or something. She's like,
my swag, when I do this,
and
I do
then
this.
She takes it upon herself to, like, start dissing Jersey. She's like, she is desperate.
Yeah.
You know, like, what?
And
why
she had anger in her voice when she said it. She was like, what did she say? Because they smell the desperation, bitch. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like...
It was angry.
Why are you so mad? Like,
why are you mad, though?
Why are you mad?
Who's checking for Fallon, though? I mean, she has nobody.
And her Frankenstein that hair, face. I do not with the hair sometimes.
I mean,
you were so all
on.
About her.
I was.
Her.
I was. I really wanted, and I've mentioned this many times on the show, I wanted to root for you, but girl, you down the drain. I don't even know where you are anymore. I don't see you. You are Mayo to me.
Mayo.
She looks like a bad extra in an MIA video. Like,
but, you know, the other thing is Jersey is a little bipolar, because at first she was like, I don't get it. Like, guys don't talk to me. And then the sugar daddy comes into play.
Swag.
And then you're in the confessional talking about, I don't understand why these girls are hating on me. I just, everywhere I go, these bitches are hating. Like, girl, sit down.
Uh-huh.
Put the bottle down. And go home and go take a nap somewhere.
She just loved that one guy was finally giving her attention, even if it was Mr. Burns.
I'm very interested to see what Ben looks like.
Who cares if it's Mr. Burns? She's getting paid for the night.
Like, yeah, she did. By drinks.
Oh, he was so creepy, and then he smacked her butt. Yeah.
No, he was putting dollars
like,
down her.
He looked like he was like a French rapist or something. I don't know. He looked just very...
A French rapist. You're
that's what he looked like.
Did you see his face?
Look at him, he can't dance.
He definitely looks like his name should be John Anderson.
Yes, and for everyone who's listening to us on iTunes right now, after you subscribe to us, rate us, and comment, and then watch us on YouTube, and you can see actually the video. Now.
Here's where he slaps
her. The thing is, she can't dance, though.
Yeah.
She dances like a stripper, a pole dancer, for sure.
I mean,
sure.
Yeah, she can lift herself up. Well, Siobhan, you know about this.
Okay. Yeah, inverting.
Is this a good stripper
move? No, she still didn't have good technique. She didn't get up there.
Who pointed this out? Fallon wearing this damn hat.
The sun hat?
Me. It was me. I was like, why is she wearing J-Lo's floppy-ass hat at night?
Girl, did you see what her hair looked like?
Because she jumped in the pool earlier. Or she went paddleboarding earlier.
Right.
Come on, Fallon. You look like an angry beaver. Let's go ahead and
ooh, I can't with that one.
No, but you said that you wonder what Ben looks like.
Yeah,
Was it you that said he sounds hot?
He sounds like, he sounds like a white guy. Obviously, he's German. I mean, there we go.
A German-American, probably.
But not that he sounds hot, that he sounds...
Normal?
Normal, sweet. But really caring, sweet. Yeah. Like, just hearing the sigh in his voice of just like... Hey, like, oh God, which Christina am I talking to right now?
Yeah, and Christina's like, we were together for 6 years.
That's a long time.
And then all of a sudden, he left me. Because you're crazy.
That's one August.
Yeah. What happened in August?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But I like how Ben used the classic excuse, well, why'd you leave me? She just wanted to be alone.
I love it.
And then she goes, well, what if I wanted to be alone? Well, bitch, you are. I'm not in a relationship with you. You are winning. All right. So, but before we go into predictions, one little scene that I actually really liked, and we should all play it one day. Come talk to you guys about it. But drunk hide and go seek.
That was a great idea.
Yeah.
I like just the fact that
you drink.
That you drink. And when you get found, you have to take a shot. And then the whole clothes coming off is a whole nother fun...
Yes. Little thing.
Little adventure to add.
I like the part at the end with the nap, because... That's what I would do.
I would suck at that game. I'm suck at hiding. I'd be bucket naked in 5 minutes. Oh,
I would be.
You'd be streaking by running. Find me.
I'd be the one. Who was the one that went in the cabinet? That would be me in the kitchen cabinet. Like
these underwear are so restricting. Somebody find me.
All right. So right now we're about to head into predictions.
Are we doing commercials?
Yeah. Wait.
No commercials.
No,
we're done.
Oh yeah.
More trucker commercials. No more.
All right.
It's over.
And we're going to get our little
theremin music. You guys know what that's called, right? The theremin?
Yes.
Knowledge for you guys who are listening. What? The theremin.
Teach them at home.
Oh, and there's just some like German old guy back
German.
In the German. Not a Nazi. I think he was German. Or Russian. Oh, I'm bad history lesson. Sorry, guys. But anyway, he created this instrument called the theremin, where you move your hand up on this like big staff, and it creates that sound, you know, that you've heard on alien movies
or AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz
every
TV.
Time.
Yeah. So there you go.
Right.
Don't tell anybody that you learned something very interesting on the show.
On the Bad Girls Club after show.
No, look. Right. You can learn.
You learned about
us.
A new instrument. Yep. You learned I like to
grammar,
get naked.
Yeah. Yes. Grammar and Mikey likes to get naked.
The more you know here at AfterBuzz TV. all right. So predictions. I mean, we got someone's going home. Obviously, it's Christina.
Mm-hmm. Is it obvious?
It is. Oh, well, for
or
me,
it could
it's
be Rima.
Spoiler alert. It is Christina.
Aww.
I'm sorry.
What if I didn't want to know?
Isn't this section called predictions?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You cheated.
Spoil the next episode.
No, because now we can predict about the new girl coming
after
in.
AfterBuzz. I'll tell you the next episode.
Well, I thought that was...
I predicted.
I was like, that's a new bumper.
We have a new engineer, by the way. I thought it was you. Remind me your name again. Amir, yeah. I thought it was Amir. I was like, good on you, Amir.
What up, player? What up?
Amir, are you a Bad Girls Club fan?
I haven't seen the show yet.
We'll have to.
It will rot your brain.
Yes, it's amazing.
So I have a prediction. Christina's going home. And the reason I'm like that is because Jesse just told us.
Right. Well, sorry. I mean, come on. No, no. Honestly, is that really? You're going to send Rima home and keep a mentally unstable girl in the house?
Oxygen did a great job of editing, keeping both of them out of all the club scenes, so we wouldn't know.
It's all over everywhere right
now. I predict they're going to one of the same clubs that they always go to next week.
Wait, what was it?
<That's laughs>
actually, you're right. They're going to go to the Pretty Kitty. And they can do some weird ass.
Why do they always have the bad girls dance horribly?
I have no idea.
Is the Pretty Kitty like sort of like
the Pussycat Dolls?
Probably.
Yeah, like
no, that is like the broke down version of
the Mexican version.
Besides the fact that Jesse just told us he's going home, why is it her? Because Rayma technically pushed her first. Is it just hitting?
She swung first.
She did the open hand slap.
Yeah, come good on. Job, girl. No close fist. Christina, like, are you kidding me?
No, it wasn't. It was an open hand. It was a close fist.
Christina did the first one because even walking away, Ashley sat there
Rayma
and said,
"Pushed her first, though."
No, Ashley said she's going home. She hit you
first. But the thing is, we've seen in the past, sometimes it doesn't matter.
Agreed. Guys, are we really arguing over this? She's mentally unstable. What?
She's a liability. They
every girl in there said, I feel very uncomfortable. We're sleeping in a house with this girl.
All right.
Come on. Really? Really? Crucify me,
people. She is side-eyeing you right now so bad.
Jesus.
Miss Bauer. She's like,
well,
okay,
side all right, eye.
But I mean, wait, here's the last eye. Here's the last prediction. There is
wait,
a
is
third
a
girl.
Or no,
okay, well, it's kind of a little spoiler. There's a third girl going home. Who do we think it's going to be?
Okay, you said you thought it's Megan because obviously Julie and Megan have a falling out. This is going to be huge next
week. And I think Megan's a fighter. I
think it'll be Julie.
Julie will go home because she'll always throw the first punch.
Oh, no. I think it's going to be Megan's going to go home, but I think she's not going to go home for fighting. I think she's going to, once Julie turns on her, she's not going to have anybody in the house and they're all going to hate her. So she's going to be that one girl this season that's like, I just can't take it anymore. I'm just going to go home.
I feel like the other team will take in Megan.
I think she will fight and she's going to get kicked out.
Well, according to Julie, everybody's kind of right about you being a miserable bitch.
A miserable bitch. Oh, I love that line.
Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. You guys can follow us at AfterBuzz TV on Facebook, Twitter. Get all of your up-to-dates. You guys can tweet us on Twitter, right? Is that where you're
tweet us?
No,
tweet us on Facebook.
Twitter, or find us on Facebook. You can follow me at DJ Jesse J.
Steph Bauer TV.
At Siobhan _ Hughes.
Mikey 3000 Watts. Look out for my new album, Blasphemous Fame. Plug that in.
There you go. Awesome. So until next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Those are the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.